The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Chagiga Daf Chavov. We've been learning, and we are learning in this daf, about the different dinim of the different levels of Tahara that are necessary in different facets of Kedusha. There's Kachim, there's even an upgraded Kachim, Bechatos, and then there's the Madreg of Truma, Maisa. One of the halachas, and again, it's Dine Tahara, that are cholok between different levels of Truma, Kachim, and so on, is the amount of, well, let's say the level of Tumah, how sensitive something is to be Mekabel Tumah. There's a musik of an Ava Tumah. Avi Avoy Sa Tumah is only a Meis Atzmoy. Ava Tumah is anybody that's Nitma from a Meis or a Sheretz or any other Ava Tumah. Zov, Balkeri. These are Avoy Sa Tumah. They can be Metama, what's called a Rishon Tumah. A Rishon creates a Sheni, everything goes down a step. The concept of Shlishi is only by Truma or Kachim. Revi, by Kodesh, is only by Kachim. The Madrega sensitivity to Tumah, to connection, to association with Tumah, that only exists by Kachim. Whether it's in Deraisa or Derabon, the discussion of the Sugi in the end of the first part in Psochim, somewhat discussed in the Rosh Hashanah by us in Chagigah. The Tzlach in the Sugi, and then the first part of Psochim, the Sugi of Kanina Koinim, Tzlach has a long country of different Populim. Very difficult sugis. Tzlach is mefalpel ki yodei kiyad hatoivolov in those sugis, and over there in that sugi in Ois Kuf Lamed Beis, that's where it is in the kuntris that he has. It's written up in the Sefer Tzlach, but by the author Neiv Yehuda, writes over there a chiddush that klishoris, which is the subject of our sugi, how sensitive is klishoris to be mekabel tumah? Klishoris is mekabel tumah, he says. Let's give a little background. He says that Eitzim Ulevoina, we have things that are, we know that there's a din of Tumas Oichon. Let's go back. We pointed out that there's a concept of Shlishi, which is only by Truma Kachim. Revi Betuma is only by Kachim. Sheni Betuma is by Chulin. But the only thing that's sensitive enough to Mekabel Tuma as a Sheni, to become a Sheni, is only Oichon. Oichel and Mashke become Nitma B'Sheni, a Kli, or a person, cannot become a Sheni. Which means that if a person touches somebody who was a Rishon, somebody touched the Sheretz, Reuven touched the Sheretz, he becomes a Rishon L'Tumah. Shimon who touches Reuven does not become Tumah. A loaf of bread that Reuven touched becomes a Sheni L'Tumah. And so on. There are things that are Roy L'Kabel Tumah, because they are Roy L'Achila. There are things that are not. Eitzim ulevoina, a piece of wood which is not turned into a kli. Levoina, which is was used in the Kav Mincha, even though they're not macholim, are mekabel tuma like an oichel. It's what the Gemara calls midin chibas hakodesh, special upgrade. Chiba, literally the preciousness of kodesh. What it means is that it's more choshuv. Because of its kachim status, eitzim that were miyuchid for the mizbech, levoina, that's miyuchid for a korban, has a din of oichel. It's mekabel tumah as a sheni, despite the fact that a sheni l'tumah is only oichel. L'chayot, these things are not oichel. Eitzim levoina are not royal achila. Still, midin chibas hakodesh the mekabel tumah kesheni, adds the tzlach, something that's not mefurish in the sugya, that's a din mefurish in the sugya. The tzlach adds a klishoris, also has, because of its special kachim status, is also mekabel tumah as a sheni. The Michas Chinuch asks a kasha, amongst other kashas, Michas Chinuch is a mitzvah kuf samach, that if we say that a klishoris has a din of oichel, then l'choyim there's another din of oichel that should kick in. Anything that's nitma as an oichel, a loaf of bread, or eitzim ulevoina for that matter, if they have a din. I was about to say Derabbana, but the truth of the matter is Chibus HaKadosh is a Makloikis Rishonim. Tosis by us in Chagigah seems to say that it's Deraisa, despite the fact that Rashi, then the first Pagan Psalm says that Chibus HaKadosh is a Takana Derabbana, it's a Din Derabbana. Tosis disagrees. Tosis is more Machmir in this case. The Mechaz Chinuch says that the a regular Oichel, that's Nitma, is farfalim, it's feta kaplit. The oichel cannot become tor after it's nitmir. You can't take a loaf of bread that was touched by a sheret or touched by somebody who touched the sheret and put it in a mikveh. The loaf of bread will not regain its tahara status. Trumah or kachim, which becomes tummy, you can't be toigel in a mikveh. The only thing you can do, not with trumah or kachim, but what you can do with chulin is that if the thing disintegrates, it becomes any roi lachil, it becomes moldy, then it loses its tumah status. Anything that loses, like a kli that was broken. But not because that's a tahara, that's because it just lost its status. That if the tzlach wants to say that eitzim ulevoin, I'm sorry, that klisharis have a status of oichel legabe din, that they nitma with the sensitivity, they become a sheni. Oy bazoi, they should also not have tvilo, not have tahara on a mikvah like oichel. That's the kasha of the mechizchino. What's the teretz? The teretz that Achrenu point down, this is what the tzlach holds, is that this, that oichel is not nitar in a mikveh, is not because of the choymer of how sensitive it is to tumah. It's because oichel specifically is not receptive to the tahara of the mikveh. We're going to try to, in Bezus Hashem, explain that, maybe on a deeper level. Oichel is not something that's affected by a mikveh. Similar, l'moshel, to the concept that even though we know that kelim, if they become tameh, put them in a mikveh, they become tohor. A kli cheres does not have tahara of the mikveh. The pasuk says clearly in Ben Depash Shmini that even though kelim that are made out of wood, kelim that are made out of stone, kelim that are made out of metal, you could be toivel in a mikveh. Kelim that are made out of kli cheres, earthenware, you cannot be toivel in a mikveh. They become tome, yishove, there's nothing you can do with that. Does that have to do with, because the tumah that a kli cheres receives is a different type of tumah? No. It has to do with the fact it's the nature of kli cheres. Cheres does not become nita with a mikvah. Oichel does not become nita with a mikvah. Kli shoris, the mizbeach, the orin, the shulchan, are not oichel. They're not roi lachila. They have the din that they're receptive to tumah like a sheni. They have a sensitivity like oichel. But are they bimitzius oichel? No. So they are nitav mikvah. That's the discussion between the tzlach and the mechaz kenach. What I want to do is I want to try to open up a little bit some of these concepts on a deeper level. Some of what I'm going to say is based on ideas that come from the Pirush HaLaTorah of Rav Paul Hirsch with some tesefis of my own. Obviously, Rabbi Hirsch can't be held responsible for what I'm going to add, but I'm going to use his yesoidis with some harkova in order to explain a little bit on a deeper level. At this stage, these halakhas shouldn't just be halakhas that are parchas bavya, they should be part of a conceptual structure that we should be able to understand. What does this mean? Tumah, of course, is because causes we're going to try to understand a little bit. The idea that tumah does work for certain tumahs and a mikveh, certain tumahs not, these kelim yeah, these kelim not, kelim yeah, oichel not, this becomes a sheni, this becomes a rishon. What is this all? This type of oichel is mekabel tumah, a smaller amount of pochas mekabeta is not mekabel tumah. What it would seem, the Rambam alludes to this in the end of Hilchos Mikvois, where he says that the idea of tumah and tahara, Rabbi Hirsch explains, is that when something is associated, person the same way a person can be guilty by association, if something becomes tumah, what does it mean it becomes tummy? It becomes bad? I understand the marshal that nevela is metamta. We can understand that certain things have spiritual qualities that create timtum alev, that create tumor, that create a real metzius of a timtum ruchnis. We understand the Torah tells us possible chalav is not good for us. We understand the Torah tells us that eating animals that are not kosher, fish that are not kosher, eating shrots and rumos, all these things are not good for us. Of course, not good for us, we don't mean in a physical way, we mean in a spiritual way. But we understand the concept. The same way certain things are not healthy for your heart, certain things are not healthy for your neshama. What does it mean that something is tomei? What is that? Is there something wrong? If the sheretz touched the kli, does something happen to the kli? Does it become poisonous? Why can't it be used for kachin? Why can't it be used for truma? What happens to it? The teretz is, there's a concept that when something becomes associated with something which is devoid of Kedusha, the Avi Avos HaTumah is a mess. What's a mess? A mess is a person, a body, which used to be a Chelek Elokai Mimala, was connected with the Neshama. It had the ability to rise, it had the ability to do Torah Mitzvahs, it had Bechira to create an Olam HaRuchni, and now that body is devoid of possibility of growth. There's no bigger opposite, there's no bigger lack of Kedusha, of striving to grow, of Aliyah Ruchnis, than a body that the Neshama left it. In which case, a body is Naviyah Baisatum, anything that's associated with that, with a dead body, is associated with something that stands for a spiritual blockage, something that stands for Timtum Ruchnis, something that stands, not Timtum Ruchnis, but something that stands for the opposite of Aliyah Ruchnis. Tum means, it's very interesting, so the word Tum, the Hirsch relates to the word Otum. In Israel, they call the sealed room the Cheder Atum, sealed. A tumor is somebody who's sealed. He has no potential to grow. When we say that Klal Yisrael was Memtesh Shari Tumor, they were in Mitzrayim, the Memtesh Shari Tumor, mean is that they were blocked from all, they had no way out of the prison, the Ruchni is the prison that they were in. They were in the largest spiritual jail that ever existed. That's what it means, Tumor. If we want to add another term, the word Tumtum, which means somebody who the Simone Zachur Shalaya covered over, it's also that he's sealed, his ability to be who he is, be the gender who he is blocked. He's also called Tum, his Tum, is blocked. So we have that the concept of Tumah means lack of ability to grow in Ruchnis. Anything that's connected, that's associated with something that's Tumah, even an animal, an avail of an animal, so the animal could be used for Dvarim Shel Kedusha. You can make it work. You could shecht it, and it could be used for something positive. When it's a dead body, it can't be used for anything. The lack of being able to use it with any positive purpose is itself a blockage of coming to any tailless ruchnis. The being associated with that is also a form of tumah. Now, kelim have an interesting identity. But let's take another step. The idea of being toivel in a mikveh, pointed out before, the Rambam, the end of Hilchas Mikvois, points out that the mikveh is called mehadas. A mikveh is not just a cool bath, obviously, but the mikveh is a, so to speak, the mekubalim talk about it, when a person goes into a mikveh, he loses, a mikveh which is mem so, is he loses his identity. A person goes underwater, it's a place where it's not viable with life, he loses the identity that he has now. The shape of a mikveh, the Svarim say, is doing a lerechem. Kilo, he comes out refreshed. The person could feel it. You go into the Rizal's mikveh, you go into a mikveh with Erev Yom Kippur. When you come out, you feel a sense of renewal, a sense of belonging. Ma mikveh metayas atmei, ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu metayas Yisrael. The mikveh is a symbol, but it's not only a symbol. It creates a renewal. A person was associated with Ra, with Tumah, with spiritual stagnation. He comes out of the mikveh, and what he does is tshuva, is called rachzu, is also called the process of tefillah. The mehadas, the Rambam compares the process of tshuva. Also, a person immerses himself in a process of renewal. He's stuck, he's blocked, he's finished. In a spiritual sense, he comes out of the process, he does tshuva, he comes out a new person. That's what a mikveh is. Things that are open to change can be toivled in a mikveh. A person could be many, many different things. Every single person is capable of hecher, and a person is capable of klal. A person is capable of being associated with ruchnis. A person is capable of being associated chalilu with the faket, with the opposite. If a person becomes associated with spiritual blockage, with tumah, he goes into a mikveh, he comes out, he's renewed, he has a new sense of purpose. He becomes associated with a maze, he needs a higher form. He needs the mayim chayim, if he's a zov, three times as obvious, Huchzak is having a very strong spiritual blockage. He needs Tefillah B'mayim Chaim, the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Mitzrayim. If he's associated with a dead body, the Avi Avoy Satum, he needs Tahara of the Mei Poro, which was the ultimate renewal process. The Eifer Poro was the ultimate Rechitza. He needs to go into a mikveh also, but he needs something higher. He needs the Poro Adum. But in any case, that's the concept of a mikveh. A person can be changed, his association, his guilt by association can be changed, he can renew himself. A kli is also something that has a status. A kli is something that's made by intelligent design. Any kli that's made out of metal can be used, let's say, a simple metal spoon. A metal spoon can be used for many different things. And the fact that it's used on Tuesday for one thing is not mechayev that it's used on Wednesday for something else. So over there also we understand the concept of taharah b'mikveh. The fact that it was used on Tuesday, the fact that it associated on Tuesday, it touched the sheretz, or it came into contact with a mace, does not preclude it being changed into a different association on Wednesday. So Tahara B'mikvah works for Caleb. Masha'enkin, when we talk about Oichel, we're talking about something which does not have associations. A piece of bread is not associated. A piece of bread is meant to be eaten. It doesn't have a cheshivus for itself. It doesn't have a long life, a long lasting life that will be used today for one thing, and that does not preclude it being used tomorrow for something else. The association of the piece of bread, whatever it is, it'll be eaten one time, and a piece of bread is a one time thing. So, Mela, a piece of bread cannot be changed, its identity, if it's now associated with Tumah, that's what it's oimed for. And Mela can't turn to a Dovah Torah, that's why it doesn't have Tahara B'mikvah. Klicheres is a similar concept. Klicheres, we find that the Chazal referred to Klicheres as something that was used, was not made to be long lasting, it was made to be used and then to be gotten rid of. So Mela, in that context, the Klicheres also does not have a long shelf life that it has an association today and it has something else that will be used for tomorrow. Whatever it is, it's simpler. It's shorter lasting. It's not meant to be used with a wide variety of associations. Whatever it's used for, that's what it is, and that's what it stays. And it doesn't have Tahara B'mikvah. Can't change to something else. Another toitso of this difference, uniqueness of a kli cheres, is the fact that a regular kli, a person has, let's say, a metal bowl, a pot. The pot can become tomei, a sheretz can touch it from the inside or from the outside. Kli cheres only becomes tomei mitoichoi, not from the outside. Why? Because a kli cheres doesn't have a cheshivas by itself. It's not made to be long-lasting. The only cheshivas of a kli cheres is because right now it has a use. It has a use that it can hold a kli cheres, and you fill it up with water. The kli cheres kishalatzma doesn't have a cheshivas. It will be used, it will be thrown out. It's cheap. It's meant to be discarded. Like we treat plasticware. The only cheshivas of the kli cheres is that you filled it up with water or you filled it up with wine. The place where the water or wine give the kli cheres cheshivas is only the inside. So only the inside could become tame. It's nitma mitoichoi, it's not nitma migavoi. Mashenk in other kelim, the kli itself has a cheshivas, it could become tame from the outside, from the inside. Things that are in a fixed state, in a state which is not, it doesn't have mobility to be used today something and next week something else, do not have tahara in a mikvah. The whole idea of tumah is association with a state of something. Like we say, something that's identified with the davar tameh, if it's identified with it, it has a state, that state becomes identified with the davar tameh, it receives some of the status of that tumah, a lesser form. Touch the sheretz, it only becomes a rishon. If it touch the person who's tameh, it becomes a sheni. For instance, a piece of oichel that's less than a kibetzo is not mekabel tumah. Why not? Because we look at the minimal, Chazal say, we look at the minimal amount of food that's used, that's miyuchid for a meal as a kibetza. A piece of bread that's only a half a kibetza does not have an association because it doesn't have an identity. It's not a meal. What it is it's a piece of something else. It's a piece of a loaf of bread. It doesn't have an identity by itself. Well, it's not mekabel tumah. Tumah means association, which changes the identity of something as being associated with tumah. It doesn't have an identity. Less than a kibetz. A broken kli is not mekabel tumah because it doesn't have an identity. Or even a kli that becomes tamei, break it, it loses its identity. Kli cheres, you break it, it becomes tor. Why? Because now it doesn't have the identity of a kli cheres anymore. But it doesn't have tahara b'mikvah. You can't change the identity. You can only break the identity. You can't change the identity. A kli choshuv, a kli mateches, you could change the identity. A person you could change, you could transfer his association to association with something else. That's some of the ideas of Tahara B'mikvah. In that vein, we understand this halacha of Chibas HaKodesh, where something which is not royal l'achila, Eitzim Levoina are normally only something which become Levoina, something that was used as part of a dish. It's not something that's used by itself. Eitzim, raw wood, doesn't have an identity. Raw wood is either meant to be burnt and it'll get used up, or it will be turned into something productive. When it becomes something productive, then it'll be Mekabel Tumah. As a raw piece of wood, it doesn't have an identity. It can't become tumah because it doesn't have an identity which can become associated with tumah. Masha'enkin, where it's niskadish, to be used for a korban, there the kedusha itself gives it an identity. And that identity has the sensitivity to be mekabel tumah, like a sheni. Why is an oichel more sensitive to become a sheni l'tumah more than a kli? Like we said, a kli can only become a rishon l'tumah. An oichel can become a sheni. Why? Because an oichel hayosin has a fixed identity, it's more sensitive to association with tumah. something which the identity could be changed, a kli choshuv, where today it's used for this, next week it's used for something else, it has a long lasting life, it's less affiliated by association with it, it needs a stronger degree of tumah to associate it with the tumah that should become tumah. Chibas HaKadosh says that it has a fixed identity, it's a davar kodesh. A davar kodesh is not because you're going to use it for this today and use it for something else next week. It's a fixed identity as a davar shebekedusha. In that case, it's sensitive to be mekabel tumah even from a sheni. And that's why it doesn't have to be an oichel to be mekabel tumah. So we understand that a klisharis, go back to the chiddush of the tzlach, a klisharis, which is not only its identity when it's a niskadish as part of the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, is not only that it's a kli, it's not a pot that's used for cholim, so there's a pot that was used for cooking bos or kochim in the Beis HaMikdash. It now has an identity as a klisharis. The klisharis is not just to be used for something. Klisharis itself is a choshev identity. In that case, it has the sensitivity of a sheni. But Lamaisa, since it can be used for different things and it does have a long-lasting life, so that's why it still does not have the fixed identity of Oichel, and it could still be Nitter in the Mikvah, and that's why we understand that a Klishoros, even though it has the Choymer of becoming a Sheni Litoma, it can still have Tvila the Mikvah, like the Chiddush of the Tzlach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.